All right, and now Lieutenant Prindle, Harrisonville is looking to ban synthetic drugs. Why don't you start out by explaining a little bit about the difficulties these fake drugs have caused in the past?
Over the past probably 12 to 18 months, we've encountered several cases of synthetic drugs. Actually, this started probably 4 to 5 years ago with what was called Spice K2. It's something that came into the country, and it's just one of those things through time. It's just permeated everywhere. And from that, certain laws have been passed, some by the state of Missouri here, to start banning or making illegal certain compounds that are used in those drugs. They were defined as what's called synthetic cannabinoids and other synthetic strands that mimic illegal drugs such as cocaine or other stimulants. So that's the problem we've encountered, and it's one of these issues that just, it evolves and changes. The names change, the packaging changes, the drug compounds change. It's for lack of better words, it's just playing a game with drug designers and chemists that are out there doing illegal things.
As I understand, the city of Harrisonville is looking into an ordinance that would kind of be a blanket policy for all of these. Is that correct?
Yes. Matter of fact, our city actually passed an ordinance that went into effect on September 3rd of this year. And it specifically addresses bath salts and any drug that is considered synthetic that would mimic any illegal drug that's out there.
And had past efforts to keep these illegal, did you say they were changed because the drugs changed so quickly?
Yeah, and actually it was done by the state law. And back in 2011, the state passed some law that dealt with what's called the synthetic cannabinoids. And it actually identified the chemical compounds and properties that were being used. But what's happening is all these folks that are out there designing these drugs, they're just changing the chemical compounds. So therefore, every year when they make something new, the new product is not illegal by the law. But it is doing the same thing. It's still causing the same type of side effects, the same type of mimicked problems that we see with illegal drugs. We've encountered lots of people that have had all kinds of side effects, from hallucinations to being extremely sick to impairing judgment, impairing their ability to drive. So it's just an ongoing problem.
And is there any concern with this new ordinance actually enforcing it, even though it covers all of them?
No, actually, the first thing that we did is we notified three of our local businesses that were actually selling the stuff, provided them with a copy of the ordinance, because the ordinance deals with the sale of it and or the possession of it. So we let our businesses know immediately. As far as enforcing it, when we come across anything that we believe is synthetic in nature, that's man-made along the same lines, we will charge it as possession. If somebody has that in their possession, we'll charge them with possession of it. The other thing that we're going to start doing is some of our drug companies now are actually coming out with field tests that we can use that will tell us that there are certain compounds in there that make it synthetic. So we're going to start using some of that to establish our probable cause that we're dealing with a synthetic drug now.
Lieutenant, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I think some other communities have started to get on board with this. Hopefully, we'll get several communities that get on board with this so we can get this completely banned. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody on bath salts or under the influence of a synthetic drug, but some of them are pretty violent, lots of bad reactions. And the other thing is this is targeted towards young people, the way it's packaged, the way it's designed. The names of this drug vary from Spice to K2 to what's called King Kong, called Diablo, Magic. There's all different ways. So it's targeted for young people, which is very dangerous because, you know, there's a lot of young people that like to experiment and do things, and it can definitely cause bad results.
And have you apprehended many young people on these?
Oh, yeah. We've had, within the last year, we've probably had 8 to 10 cases where we have found it in possession on people and people driving under the influence. And that'll be the next challenge, is how this is going to be incorporated into charging somebody that's under the influence, because that law doesn't necessarily define it also. We have to have a chemical test to prove what they're under the influence of. So you know, there's another challenge there to figure out how to handle that.